And now Chapter 4 of the Madhya Lila, Sri Madhavendra Puri's devotional service.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto Madhavendra Puri, who is given a pot of sweet rice stolen by Sri Gopinath, celebrated thereafter as Kshira Kora. Being pleased by Madhavendra Puri's love, Sri Gopal, the deity at Govardhan, appeared to the public vision. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Prabhu. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. The Lord went to Jagannath Puri and visited Lord Jagannath's temple. He also met with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. All these pastimes have been very elaborately explained by Vrindavan Das Thakur in his book Chaitanya Bhagavat. By nature, all the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very wonderful and sweet. And when they are described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, they become like a shower of nectar. Therefore, I very humbly submit that since these incidents have already been nicely described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, I would be very proud to repeat the same thing, and this would not be very good. I do not have such powers. I am therefore presenting in short codes all those events already described in the Chaitanya Mangal, now known as Chaitanya Bhagavat, by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Some of the incidents in his codes he did not describe elaborately, and so I shall try to describe them in this book. I thus offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. I hope that I will not offend his lotus feet by this action. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded toward Jagannath Puri with four of his devotees, and he chanted the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna mantra, with great eagerness. Each day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally went to a village and collected a great quantity of rice and other grains for the preparation of prasad. There were many rivers on the way, and at each river there was a tax collector. They did not hinder the Lord, however, and he showed them mercy. Finally, he reached the village of Remuna. The deity of Gopinath in the temple at Remuna was very attractive. Lord Chaitanya visited the temple and offered his obeisances with great devotion. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his obeisances at the lotus feet of the Gopinath deity, the helmet of flowers on the head of Gopinath fell down and landed on the head of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When the deity's helmet fell upon his head, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very pleased, and thus he chanted and danced in various ways with his devotees. All the servants of the deity were struck with wonder due to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intense love, his exquisite beauty, and his transcendental qualities. Because of their love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they served him in many ways, and that night the Lord stayed at the temple of Gopinath. The Lord remained there because he was very eager to receive the remnants of sweet rice offered to the Gopinath deity having heard a narration from his spiritual master, Ishvar Puri, of what had once happened there. That deity was known widely as Shira Kora Gopinath, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his devotees the story of how the deity became so famous. Formerly, the deity had stolen a pot of sweet rice for Madhavendra Puri. Therefore, he became very famous as the Lord who stole the sweet rice. Once, Sri Madhavendra Puri traveled to Vrindavan, where he came upon the hill known as Govardhan. Madhavendra Puri was almost mad in his ecstasy of love of Godhead, and he did not know whether it was day or night. Sometimes he stood up, and sometimes he fell to the ground. He could not discriminate whether he was in a proper place or not. After circumambulating the hill, Madhavendra Puri went to Govindakund and took his bath. He then sat beneath a tree to take his evening rest. While he was sitting beneath a tree, an unknown cowherd boy came with a pot of milk, placed it before Madhavendra Puri, and smiling addressed him as follows.
"Please drink the milk I have brought. Why don't you beg some food to eat? What kind of meditation are you undergoing?"
When he saw the beauty of that boy, Madhavendra Puri became very satisfied. Hearing his sweet words, he forgot all hunger and thirst. Madhavendra Puri said, "Who are you? Where do you reside? And how did you know that I was fasting?" The boy replied,
"Sir, I am a cowherd boy, and I reside in this village. In my village, no one fasts. In this village, a person can beg food from others and thus eat. Some people drink only milk, but if a person does not ask anyone for food, I supply him all his edibles. The women who come here to take water saw you, and they supplied me with this milk and sent me to you. I must go very soon to milk the cows, but I shall return and take back this milk pot from you."
Saying this, the boy left the place. Indeed, he suddenly could be seen no more, and Madhavendra Puri's heart was filled with wonder. After drinking the milk, Madhavendra Puri washed the pot and put it aside. He looked toward the path, but the boy never returned. Madhavendra Puri could not sleep. He sat and chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and at the end of the night, he dozed a little, and his external activities stopped. In a dream, Madhavendra Puri saw that very same boy. The boy came before him and, holding his hand, took him to a bush in the jungle. The boy showed Madhavendra Puri the bush and said,
"I reside in this bush, and because of this, I suffer very much from severe cold, rain, showers, winds, and scorching heat. Please bring the people of the village and get them to take me out of this bush. Then have them situate me nicely on the top of the hill. Please construct a temple on top of that hill and install me in that temple. After this, wash me with large quantities of cold water so that my body may be cleansed. For many days I have been observing you, and I have been wondering, when will Madhavendra Puri come here to serve me? I have accepted your service due to your ecstatic love for me. Thus I shall appear, and by my audience all fallen souls will be delivered. My name is Gopal. I am the lifter of Govardhan Hill. I was installed by Vajra, and here I am the authority. When the Mohammedans attacked, the priest who was serving me hid me in this bush in the jungle. Then he ran away out of fear of the attack. Since the priest went away, I have been staying in this bush. It is very good that you have come here. Now just remove me with care."
After saying this, the boy disappeared. Then Madhavendra Puri woke up and began to consider his dream. Madhavendra Puri began to lament.
I saw Lord Krishna directly, but I could not recognize him.
Thus he fell down on the ground in ecstatic love. Madhavendra Puri cried for some time, but then he fixed his mind on executing the order of Gopal. Thus he became tranquil. After taking his morning bath, Madhavendra Puri entered the village and assembled all the people. Then he spoke as follows.
The proprietor of this village, Govardhan Dari, is lying in the bushes. Let us go there and rescue him from that place. The bushes are very dense, and we will not be able to enter the jungle. Therefore, take choppers and spades to clear the way.
After hearing this, all the people accompanied Madhavendra Puri with great pleasure. According to his directions, they cut down bushes, cleared a path, and entered the jungle. When they saw the deity covered with dirt and grass, they were all struck with wonder and pleasure. After they cleansed the body of the deity, one of them said,
"The deity is very heavy. No one person can move him."
Since the deity was very heavy, some of the stronger men assembled to carry him to the top of the hill. Madhavendra Puri also went there. A big stone was made into a throne, and the deity was installed upon it. Another big stone was placed behind the deity for support. All the Brahmin priests of the village gathered together with 9 water pots, and water from Govindakund Lake was brought there and filtered. When the deity was being installed, 900 pots of water were brought from Govindakund. There were musical sounds of bugles and drums and the singing of women. During the festival at the installation ceremony, some people sang and some danced. All the milk, yogurt, and clarified butter in the village was brought to the festival. Various foods and sweetmeats, as well as other kinds of presentations, were brought there. I am unable to describe all these. The villagers brought a large quantity of tulsi leaves, flowers, and various kinds of garments. Then Sri Madhavendra Puri personally began the abhishek, or bathing ceremony. After all inauspicious things were driven away by the chanting of the mantra, the deity's bathing ceremony started. First, the deity was massaged with a large quantity of oil, so that his body became very glossy. After the first bathing, further bathings were conducted with panchagavya, and then with panchamrita. Then the mahasnana was performed with ghee and water, which had been brought in 100 pots. The ingredients of panchagavya are milk, yogurt, ghee or clarified butter, cow urine, and cow dung. All these items come from the cow. Therefore, we can just imagine how important the cow is, since its urine and stool are required for bathing the deity. The panchamrita consists of 5 kinds of nectar: yogurt, milk, ghee, honey, and sugar. The major portion of this preparation also comes from the cow. To make it more palatable, sugar and honey are added. After the mahasnana was finished, the deity was again massaged with scented oil and his body made glossy. Then the last bathing ceremony was performed with scented water kept within a conch shell. After the body of the deity was cleansed, he was dressed very nicely with new garments. Then sandalwood pulp, tulsi garlands, and other fragrant flower garlands were placed upon the body of the deity. After the bathing ceremony was finished, incense and lamps were burned, and all kinds of food offered before the deity. These foods included yogurt, milk, and as many sweetmeats as were received. The deity was first offered many varieties of food, then scented drinking water in new pots,
and then water for washing the mouth. Finally, pan, mixed with a variety of spices, was offered. After the last offering of tambula and pan, Bhog Artik was performed. Finally, everyone offered various prayers and then obeisances, falling flat before the deity in full surrender. As soon as the people of the village had understood that the deity was going to be installed, they had brought their entire stocks of rice, dal, and wheat flour. They brought such large quantities that the entire surface of the top of the hill was filled. When the villagers brought their stock of rice, dal, and flour, the potters of the village brought all kinds of cooking pots, and in the morning the cooking began. 10 Brahmins cooked the food grains, and 5 Brahmins cooked both dry and liquid vegetables. The vegetable preparations were made from various kinds of spinach, roots and fruits collected from the forest, and someone had made bada and badi by mashing dal. In this way, the Brahmins prepared all kinds of food. 5 to 7 men had prepared a huge quantity of chapatis, which were sufficiently covered with ghee, as were all the vegetables, rice, and dal. All the cooked rice was stacked on palas leaves, which were on new cloths spread over the ground. Around the stack of cooked rice were stacks of chapatis, and all the vegetables and liquid vegetable preparations were placed in different pots and put around them. Pots of yogurt, milk, buttermilk, and sikarni, sweet rice, cream, and solid cream were placed alongside the vegetables. In this way, the Anukut ceremony was performed, and Madhavendra Puri Goswami personally offered everything to Gopal. Many water pots were filled with scented water for drinking, and Lord Sri Gopal, who had been hungry for many days, ate everything offered to him. Although Sri Gopal ate everything offered, still, by the touch of his transcendental hand, everything remained as before. How Gopal ate everything while the food remained the same was transcendentally perceived by Madhavendra Puri Goswami. Nothing remains a secret to the devotees of the Lord. The wonderful festival and installation of Sri Gopalji was arranged in one day. Certainly, all this was accomplished by the potency of Gopal. No one but a devotee can understand this. Madhavendra Puri offered water to Gopal for washing his mouth, and he gave him betel nuts to chew. Then, while Aarti was performed, all the people chanted, "Jai, Jai!" All glories to Gopal. Arranging for the Lord's rest, Sri Madhavendra Puri brought a new cot, and over this he spread a new bedspread and thus made the bed ready. A temporary temple was constructed by covering the bed all around with a straw mattress. Thus there was a bed and a straw mattress to cover it. After the Lord was laid down to rest on the bed, Madhavendra Puri gathered all the Brahmins who had prepared the prasad and said to them, "Now feed everyone sumptuously, from the children on up to the aged." All the people gathered there sat down to honor the prasad, and by they took food. All the Brahmins and their wives were fed first. Not only did the people of Govardhan village take prasad, but also those who came from other villages. They also saw the deity of Gopal and were offered prasad to eat. Seeing the influence of Madhavendra Puri, all the people gathered there were struck with wonder. They saw that the Anukut ceremony, which had been performed before during the time of Krishna, was now taking place again by the mercy of Sri Madhavendra Puri. All the Brahmins present on that occasion were initiated by Madhavendra Puri into the Vaishnav cult, and Madhavendra Puri engaged them in different types of service. After taking rest, the deity must be awakened at the end of the day, and immediately some food and water must be offered to him. When it was advertised throughout the country that Lord Gopal had appeared atop Govardhan Hill, all the people from neighboring villages came to see the deity. One village after another was pleased to beg Madhavendra Puri to allot them one day to perform the Anukut ceremony. Thus, day after day, the Anukut ceremony was performed for some time. Sri Madhavendra Puri did not eat anything throughout the day, but at night, after laying the deity down to rest, he took a milk preparation. The next morning, the rendering of service to the deity began again, and people from one village arrived with all kinds of food grains. The inhabitants of the village brought to the deity of Gopal as much food grains, ghee, yogurt, and milk as they had in their village. The next day, almost like before, was an Anukut ceremony. All the Brahmins prepared foodstuffs, and Gopal accepted them. The ideal place to execute Krishna consciousness is Vrajabhumi, or Vrindavan, where the people are naturally inclined to love Krishna, and Krishna is naturally inclined to love them. Throngs of people came from different villages to see the deity of Gopal, and they took Mahaprasad sumptuously. When they saw the super excellent form of Lord Gopal, all their lamentation and unhappiness disappeared. All the villages in neighboring Vrajabhumi became aware of the appearance of Gopal, and all the people from these villages came to see him. Day after day, they all performed the Anukut ceremony. In this way, not only the neighboring villages, but all the other provinces came to know of Gopal's appearance. Thus people came from all over, bringing a variety of presentations. The people of Mathura, who are very big capitalists, also brought various presentations and offered them before the deity in devotional service. Thus countless presentations of gold, silver, garments, scented articles and edibles arrived. The store of Gopal increased daily. One very rich kshatriya of the royal order constructed a temple. Someone made cooking utensils, and someone constructed boundary walls. Each and every family residing in the land of Vrajabhumi contributed one cow. In this way, thousands of cows became the property of Gopal. Eventually, two Brahmins in the renounced order arrived from Bengal, and Madhavendra Puri, who liked them very much, kept them in Vrindavan and gave them all kinds of comforts. These two were then initiated by Madhavendra Puri, and he entrusted them with the daily service of the Lord. This service was performed continuously, and the worship of the deity became very gorgeous. Thus Madhavendra Puri was very pleased. In this way, the deity worship in the temple was very gorgeously performed for 2 years. Then one day, Madhavendra Puri had a dream. In his dream, Madhavendra Puri saw Gopal, who said,
"My bodily temperature still has not decreased. Please bring sandalwood from the Malaya province and smear the pulp over my body to cool me. Bring sandalwood pulp from Jagannath Puri. Kindly go quickly. Since no one else can do it, you must."
Having this dream, Madhavendra Puri Goswami became very glad due to ecstasy of love of Godhead. And in order to execute the command of the Lord, he started east toward Bengal. Before leaving, Madhavendra Puri made all arrangements for regular deity worship and he engaged different people in various duties. Then, taking up the order of Gopal, he started for Bengal. When Madhavendra Puri arrived at the house of Advaitacharya in Santipur, the Acharya became very pleased upon seeing the ecstatic love of Godhead manifest in Madhavendra Puri. Advaita Acharya begged to be initiated by Madhavendra Puri. After initiating him, Madhavendra Puri started for South India. Going into South India, Sri Madhavendra Puri visited Remuna, where Gopinath is situated. Upon seeing the beauty of the deity, Madhavendra Puri was overwhelmed. In the corridor of the temple, from which people generally viewed the deity, Madhavendra Puri chanted and danced. Then he sat down there and asked a Brahmin what kind of foods they offered to the deity. From the excellence of the arrangements, Madhavendra Puri understood by deduction that only the best food was offered. Madhavendra Puri thought, I shall inquire from the priest what foods are offered to Gopinath, so that by making arrangements in our kitchen, we can offer similar foods to Sri Gopal. When the Brahmin priest was questioned in this matter, he explained in detail what kinds of foods were offered to the deity of Gopinath. The Brahmin priest said,
In the evening, the deity is offered sweet rice in 12 earthen pots. Because the taste is as good as nectar, it is named Amrita Keli. This sweet rice is celebrated throughout the world as Gopinath Kshira. It is not offered anywhere else in the world.
While Madhavendra Puri was talking with the Brahmin priest, the sweet rice was placed before the deity as an offering. Hearing this, Madhavendra Puri thought as follows. If, without my asking, a little sweet rice is given to me, I can then taste it and make a similar preparation to offer my Lord Gopal. Madhavendra Puri became greatly ashamed when he desired to taste the sweet rice, and he immediately began to think of Lord Vishnu. While he was thus thinking of Lord Vishnu, the offering was completed and the aarti ceremony began. After the aarti was finished, Madhavendra Puri offered his obeisances to the deity and then left the temple. He did not say anything more to anyone. Madhavendra Puri avoided begging. He was completely unattached and indifferent to material things. He would not beg. If someone offered him some food, he would eat. Otherwise, he would fast. A Paramahansa, like Madhavendra Puri, is always satisfied in the loving service of the Lord. Material hunger and thirst cannot impede his activities. When he desired to taste a little sweet rice offered to the deity, he considered that he had committed an offense by desiring to eat what was being offered to the deity. Madhavendra Puri left the temple and sat down in the village marketplace, which was vacant. Sitting there, he began to chant. In the meantime, the temple priest laid the deity down to rest. Finishing his daily duties, the priest went to take rest. In a dream, he saw the Gopinath deity come to talk to him, and he spoke as follows.
Please get up and open the door of the temple. I have kept one pot of sweet rice for the sannyasi Madhavendra Puri. This pot of sweet rice is just behind my cloth curtain. You did not see it because of my tricks. A sannyasi named Madhavendra Puri is sitting in the vacant marketplace. Please take this pot of sweet rice from behind me and deliver it to him.
Awaking from the dream, the priest immediately rose from the bed and thought it wise to take a bath before entering the deity's room. He then opened the temple door. According to the deity's directions, the priest found the pot of sweet rice behind the cloth curtain. He removed the pot and mopped up the place where it had been kept. He then went out of the temple. Closing the door of the temple, he went to the village with the pot of sweet rice. He called out in every stall in search of Madhavendra Puri. Holding the pot of sweet rice, the priest called,
"Will he whose name is Madhavendra Puri come and take this pot? Gopinath has stolen this pot for you. Will the sannyasi whose name is Madhavendra Puri please come and take this pot of sweet rice and enjoy the prasad with great happiness? You are the most fortunate person within these three worlds."
Hearing this invitation, Madhavendra Puri came out and identified himself. The priest then delivered the pot of sweet rice and offered his obeisances, falling flat before him. When the story about the pot of sweet rice was explained to him in detail, Sri Madhavendra Puri at once became absorbed in ecstatic love of Krishna. Upon seeing the ecstatic loving symptoms manifest in Madhavendra Puri, the priest was struck with wonder. He could understand why Krishna had become so much obliged to him, and he saw that Krishna's action was befitting. The priest offered his obeisances to Madhavendra Puri and returned to the temple. Then, in ecstasy, Madhavendra Puri ate the sweet rice offered to him by Krishna. After this, Madhavendra Puri washed the pot and broke it into pieces. He then bound all the pieces in his outer cloth and kept them nicely. Each day, Madhavendra Puri would eat one piece of that earthen pot, and after eating it, he would immediately be overwhelmed with ecstasy. These are wonderful stories. Having broken the pot and bound the pieces in his cloth, Madhavendra Puri began to think, "The Lord has given me a pot of sweet rice. And when the people hear of this tomorrow morning, oh, there will be great crowds." Thinking this, Sri Madhavendra Puri offered his obeisances to Gopinath on the spot and left Remuna before morning. Walking and walking, Madhavendra Puri finally reached Jagannath Puri, which is also known as Neelachal. There he saw Lord Jagannath and was overwhelmed with loving ecstasy. When Madhavendra Puri was overwhelmed in the ecstasy of love of Godhead, he sometimes stood up and sometimes fell to the ground. Sometimes he laughed, danced, and sang. In this way, he enjoyed transcendental bliss by seeing the Jagannath deity. When Madhavendra Puri came to Jagannath Puri, people were aware of his transcendental reputation. Therefore, crowds of people came and offered him all sorts of respect in devotion. Even though one may not like it, reputation, as ordained by Providence, comes to him. Indeed, one's transcendental reputation is known throughout the entire world. Being afraid of his reputation, Madhavendra Puri fled from Remuna. But the reputation brought by love of Godhead is so sublime that it goes along with a devotee as if following him. Madhavendra Puri wanted to leave Jagannath Puri because the people were honoring him as a great devotee. However, this threatened to hinder his collecting sandalwood for the Gopal deity. Sri Madhavendra Puri told all the servants of Lord Jagannath and all the great devotees there the story of the appearance of Sri Gopal. When all the devotees at Jagannath Puri heard that the Gopal deity wanted sandalwood, in great pleasure they all endeavored to collect it. Those who were acquainted with government officers met with them and begged for camphor and sandalwood, which they collected. One Brahmin and one servant were given to Madhavendra Puri just to carry the sandalwood. He was also given the necessary traveling expenses. To get past the toll collectors along the way, Madhavendrapuri was supplied with the necessary release papers from government officers. The papers were placed in his hand. In this way, Madhavendrapuri started for Vrindavan with the burden of sandalwood, and after some days, he again reached the village of Remuna and the Gopinath temple there. When Madhavendrapuri reached the temple of Gopinath, he offered his respectful obeisances many times at the lotus feet of the Lord. In the ecstasy of love, he began to dance and sing without cessation. When the priest of Gopinath saw Madhavendrapuri again, he offered all respects to him and, giving him the sweet rice prasad, made him eat. Madhavendrapuri took rest that night in the temple, but toward the end of the night, he had another dream. Madhavendrapuri dreamed that Gopal came before him and said,
"O Madhavendrapuri, I have already received all the sandalwood and camphor. Now just grind all the sandalwood together with the camphor and then smear the pulp on the body of Gopinath daily until it is finished. There is no difference between my body and Gopinath's body. They are one and the same. Therefore, if you smear the sandalwood pulp on the body of Gopinath, you will naturally also smear it on my body. Thus, the temperature of my body will be reduced. You should not hesitate to act according to my order. Believing in me, just do what is needed."
After giving these instructions, Gopal disappeared, and Madhavendrapuri awoke. He immediately called for all the servants of Gopinath, and they came before him. Madhavendrapuri said, "Smear the body of Gopinath with this camphor and sandalwood I have brought for Gopal in Vrindavan. Do this regularly every day. If the sandalwood pulp is smeared over the body of Gopinath, then Gopal will be cooled. After all, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is completely independent. His order is all-powerful." The servants of Gopinath became very pleased to hear that in the summer, all the sandalwood pulp would be used to anoint the body of Gopinath. Madhavendrapuri said, "These two assistants will regularly grind the sandalwood, and you should also get two other people to help. I shall pay their salary." In this way, Gopinathji was supplied ground sandalwood pulp daily. The servants of Gopinath were very pleased with this. In this way, the sandalwood pulp was smeared over the body of Gopinath until the whole stock was finished. Madhavendrapuri stayed there until that time. At the end of summer, Madhavendrapuri returned to Jagannath Puri, where he remained with great pleasure during the whole period of Chaturmasya. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally praised the nectarian characteristics of Madhavendrapuri, and while he related all this to the devotees, he personally relished it. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda Prabhu to judge whether there was anyone within the world as fortunate as Madhavendrapuri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Madhavendrapuri was so fortunate that Krishna personally appeared before him on the plea of delivering milk. Three times the Lord gave orders to Madhavendrapuri in dreams. Being obliged because of the loving affairs of Madhavendrapuri, Lord Krishna himself appeared as the Gopal deity, and accepting his service, he liberated the whole world. On account of Madhavendra Puri, Lord Gopinath stole the pot of sweet rice. Thus he became famous as Kshira Kora, the thief who stole the sweet rice. Madhavendra Puri smeared the sandalwood pulp over the body of Gopinath, and in this way he was overpowered with love of Godhead. In the provinces of India governed by the Mohammedans, there was much inconvenience in traveling with sandalwood and camphor. Because of this, Madhavendra Puri might have gotten into trouble. This became known to the Gopal deity. The Lord is very merciful and attached to his devotees. So when Gopinath was covered with sandalwood pulp, Madhavendra Puri's labor became successful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed the standard of Madhavendra Puri's intense love before Nityananda Prabhu for judgment. All his loving activities are uncommon, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Indeed, one is struck with wonder to hear of his activities. Sri Madhavendra Puri used to remain alone. He was completely renounced and always very silent. He was uninterested in everything material, and for fear of talking about mundane things, he always lived without a companion. After receiving the transcendental orders of Gopal, this great personality traveled thousands of miles just to collect sandalwood by begging. Although Madhavendra Puri was hungry, he would not beg for food to eat. This renounced person carried a load of sandalwood for the sake of Sri Gopal. Without considering his personal comforts, Madhavendra Puri carried one mound, or about 82 pounds of sandalwood, and 20 tolers, or about 8 ounces of camphor, to smear over the body of Gopal. This transcendental pleasure was sufficient for him. Since there were restrictions against taking the sandalwood out of the Orissa province, the toll official confiscated the stock. But Madhavendra Puri showed him the release papers given by the government and consequently escaped difficulties. Madhavendra Puri was not at all anxious during the long journey to Vrindavan through the provinces governed by the Mohammedans and filled with unlimited numbers of watchmen. Although Madhavendra Puri did not have a farthing with him, he was not afraid to pass by the toll officers. His only enjoyment was in carrying the load of sandalwood to Vrindavan for Gopal. This is the natural result of intense love of Godhead. The devotee does not consider personal inconveniences or impediments. In all circumstances, he wants to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Gopal wanted to show how intensely Madhavendra Puri loved Krishna. Therefore, he asked him to go to Neelachal to fetch sandalwood and camphor. With great trouble and after much labor, Madhavendra Puri brought the load of sandalwood to Ramuna. However, he was still very pleased. He discounted all the difficulties. To test the intense love of Madhavendra Puri, Gopal, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, ordered him to bring sandalwood from Neelachal. And when Madhavendra Puri passed this examination, the Lord became very merciful to him. Such behavior exhibited in loving service between the devotee and the devotee's lovable object, Sri Krishna, is transcendental. It is not possible for a common man to understand. Common men do not even have the capacity. After saying this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read the famous verse of Madhavendra Puri. That verse is just like the moon. It has spread illumination all over the world. By continuous rubbing, the aroma of Malaya sandalwood increases. Similarly, by considering this verse, its importance increases. As the Kaustubha Mani is considered the most precious of valuable stones, this verse is similarly considered the best of mellow poems. Actually, this verse was spoken by Srimati Radharani herself, and by her mercy only was it manifest in the words of Madhavendra Puri. Only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has tasted the poetry of this verse. No fourth man is capable of understanding it. Madhavendra Puri recited this verse again and again at the end of his material existence. Thus, uttering this verse, he attained the ultimate goal of life. He said,
O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now?
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited this verse, he immediately fell to the ground unconscious. He was overwhelmed and had no control over himself. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell to the ground in ecstatic love, Lord Nityananda took him on his lap. Crying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then got up again. Exhibiting ecstatic emotions, the Lord began to run here and there, making resounding noises. Sometimes he laughed, and sometimes he cried, and sometimes danced and sang. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not recite the whole verse. He simply said, Ayyadina, Ayyadina, repeatedly. Thus he could not speak, and profuse tears were in his eyes. Trembling, perspiration, jubilant tears, shock, fading of the bodily luster, disappointment, moroseness, loss of memory, pride, joy, and humility were all visible in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. This verse uncovered the door of ecstatic love, and when it was exhibited, all the servants of Gopinath saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance in ecstasy. When people crowded around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he regained his external senses. In the meantime, the offering to the deity had been finished, and there was a resounding aarti performance. When the deities were laid down to rest, the priest came out of the temple and offered all 12 pots of sweet rice to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When all the pots of sweet rice, remnants left by Gopinath, were placed before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became very pleased. In order to feed the devotees, he accepted 5 of them. The 7 remaining pots were pushed forward and delivered to the priest. Then the 5 pots of sweet rice the Lord had accepted were distributed among the 5 devotees, and they, being identical with the Gopinath deity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already tasted and eaten the pots of sweet rice. Yet just to manifest devotional service, he again ate the pots of sweet rice as a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed that night at the temple, engaged in congregational chanting. In the morning, after seeing the Mangal Aarti performance, he departed. In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally tasted with his own mouth the transcendental qualities of Gopalji, Gopinath, and Sri Madhavendra Puri. Thus I have described both the transcendental glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's affection for his devotees and the highest limit of ecstatic love of God. One who hears this narration with faith and devotion attains the treasure of love of Godhead at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps.
Priyakaita Gadadha Sivasadi Gaurata Bhunda.
This ends chapter 4 of the Madhya Lila, Sri Madhavendra Puri's devotional service.